We had Baltimore City State's Attorney Greg Bernstein here in studio last week, and we were talking with him at the time that Commissioner Batts, Anthony Batts, has started this public enemy number one classification thing. And I felt at the time that this was kind of positive and good to the extent that it made citizens really focus on dangerous criminals and give information. Well, as a result of that, I really believe they found this first public enemy number one down in Alabama, brought him back, and he's going to be going before the Bar of Justice, where there's a new public enemy number one that was put out there by the Baltimore City Police Commissioner. His name is Capone Chase. But there's a little bit of history with Capone Chase that we might need to know about. And joining us now in studio is former Baltimore City Assistant Prosecutor Marilyn Mosby. She also, though, is a candidate and wants to be the next Baltimore City State's Attorney. So first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you, C4, for having me.
Thank you. Look, I got your email, and I wanted you to explain it, because what you're saying is, had we potentially gone after this past violent criminal and kept him in jail, he might not have killed someone on a playground over in Northeast Baltimore.
You're absolutely right. The biggest problem that I see, and I was a prosecutor in the city for 6 years, right now in the state, in the city, this city is in a state of crisis, and the priorities of the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office are completely off. They're not focusing on these violent repeat offenders, and the mere fact that we have to refer to these violent offenders as repeat
says a lot.
Is in and of itself problematic. We're talking about Capone Chase. Capone Chase, who is a 19-year-old known gang member, part of the BGF, and I'm not sure if the State's Attorney's Office is aware of the latest publicity that's happening right now, but BGF is the target.
They're running prisons.
Tavon White. And they're running the streets from the jail. So they are responsible, according to the commissioner, for a lot of the activity that's happening, this rash of violence that we've seen
in
Baltimore.
And including witness intimidation.
So we have Capone Chase, who's a 19-year-old known gang member. He has tattoos on his face. The police are aware of his status as a known BGF member. He was charged with armed robbery, which is a felony, and carries 20 years incarceration. So the police officers charge this individual with armed robbery, so they get him off the street.
Mm-hmm. That's their job.
And the judges basically said he was held without bail. So once again, they did their job and kept him there. And on July 10th, this individual went and struck a plea deal with the defendant, with the state's attorney's office, allowed him to strike a plea deal to reduce the charges from armed robbery to a misdemeanor assault. A misdemeanor assault.
Right.
So at this point, he's then released.
Of course.
He's released from jail. And less than 48 hours later, he goes out onto a playground, lures a 21-year-old to the playground, and in broad daylight, viciously shoots him in the head in front of his pregnant girlfriend.
Mm. So we're talking about is someone who really should never have gotten out, that now we've made public enemy number one because we didn't pursue things to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, yes, absolutely. It's a matter of life and death, and the choices that happen and the decisions that are made by the state's attorney affect people's lives. We see this time and time again. This is not something that just happened.
No.
This is not just one isolated incident.
I used to go back and forth, Marilyn. I don't mean to cut you off, Marilyn
no
Mosby.
Problem.
I used to go back and forth with former state's attorney Pat Jasmine, who's a very longtime friend as well, about the whole issue of handgun charges, commission of crimes with a handgun that are mandatory 5 years, that I saw over and over again plea bargain down to something much less, where the person ends up getting 18 months, they come back on the street, they commit another crime with a gun, that type of thing. But because the conviction was more important than anything else, just getting a conviction on the books is more important, we don't pursue the charge that keeps them off the street longer. What would you do differently? I guess what I'm saying, because you talk about it, time and time again, we've seen state's attorneys do this. What would you do different?
I mean, the first and top priority in this city, which is the home of witness intimidation and the stop snitching mentality began. You see the sort of violence that we've seen with 65 shootings, 20 murders in a matter of since June 21st. It hasn't even been a month. You should be focusing on these violent repeat offenders, and the priorities of the state's attorney's office are completely off. And when I say that, these individuals have absolutely no respect for human life, for women, children, elders, babies. And you can see that even in there's time and time again, you'll see these incidents. Carter Scott, who was the 1-year-old that was killed in Cherry Hill. This individual was a 16-month-old sitting in the car with his father, and the individual's responsible, Cornell Harvey, shot into this car 16 times, killed this little baby. But Cornell Harvey, what we're not focusing on the fact is that in January, Cornell Harvey was not convicted of murder. The state's attorney's office, once again, was unable to seal the deal.
So he gets back on the street and kills a woman.
Back on the streets. He was released in January. The incident happened in May. It's unacceptable. So, but the individual he was going after, guess what? Rashad Scott just got off on murder charges in October. So the police are doing their jobs and getting these bad guys off the streets.
We're not keeping him locked up.
The state's attorney's office is failing to get the convictions.
Let's get a caller in here. Let's get John in Highland Town. John, you're on with Marilyn Mosby and me. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning, C4. Great show.
Thank
I have
you.
Two comments. First off, my son knew the gentleman that was shot in the head in Highland Town.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I just want to say he was a good man. The problem I'm having is, the first comment is, just as you said, there was a 5-year mandatory sentence for any crime with a handgun, and yet it's never been used. It's been
used, but too many times. I don't want to be that absolute. It has been used, but in many instances, John and Marilyn, we see it plea bargained down for the sake of being quick and getting a conviction. And John, I have a problem with that. If people are committing a crime with a gun, I don't care if it takes 6 months, convict them.
Exactly. Now, my comment on the other part is to your speaker there is there any way where you can take a certain class of crimes, the higher up, you know, types like rape or anything done with a handgun, and say that those crimes cannot be plea bargained at all through the court system? Just throw out the complete plea bargain process. Whatever the sentence structure is, it stands as it is.
Marilyn?
And no, you can't necessarily say we're going to throw out the whole entire plea bargain process.
Not the entire plea bargain system, just for that class.
Certain crimes.
That class. Well, what you can do is that you can focus on those individuals. And rather than them being violent repeat offenders, those are violent individuals that you need to be focusing on and making a top priority. And the state's attorneys...
That was the other comment I wanted to make. When you come across these names of these so-called repeat offenders, that's the problem.
Yep.
They are repeat offenders. The justice system doesn't do anything with them when they have them in the system. They just put them back out on the street, and as you say, they don't care about life. They don't care about anything. They just care about their gang that they're in, and they do what they want to do because they know that the justice system is broken.
Well,
and
John,
will not, you know, deal with them accordingly.
John, first of all, my sympathies to you and your son.
Yes.
For the young man that was killed in front of his girlfriend, by the way. Marilyn Mosby, please stay with me. We're going to take a short break, and I want to take your phone calls. I also want to ask Marilyn Mosby about other situations. We're talking about violent crime, but the state attorney's office also is doing something they call now a diversion program to get people who are in for, let's say, possession charges, not necessarily get a criminal record, but get them into a situation where they can hopefully turn their lives around and get a job. Because once you get a criminal record, you're done. So I'm going to ask Ms. Mosby about that. Take your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL.